This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. This is Imam Zaid Shakir coming to you from Zaytuna College, formerly Zaytuna Institute. First of all, to wish you a belated but heartfelt Eid Mubarak. We pray that you all had a wonderful Eid, you, your families, loved ones, friends, relatives, that you were able to enjoy the great blessings of that day after the incomparable blessings that are showered upon us during the month of Ramadan. Eid is called Yawm al-Jawa'iz, the day of the prizes, the day when the prizes are distributed. And all of you who worked so hard during Ramadan with your prayer, your fasting, your charity, your generosity, may you be amongst those who received those prizes that were distributed on the day of Eid. I'd like to go back to a couple of those points. One, the fasting itself. You're to be saluted for your fasting, brothers and sisters. You're to be congratulated. Hani'an lakum jami'an. Alhamdulillah, because through your faithful, devoted fasting, you've shown that you believe in the promise of the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Man sama Ramadan imanan ihtisaban, ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min dhanbihi. Whoever fasts during the month of Ramadan faithfully with anticipation, that is anticipating a reward for their devotion, all of their prior sins will be forgiven. So may you be saluted for that fast, and may all of us be amongst those whose sins were indeed forgiven during the blessed month. You're to be saluted, brothers and sisters, for your devotional acts, especially your prayer during the nights of Ramadan, for again, that shows your confidence in the promise of our Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, man qama Ramadan imanan wa ihtisaban ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min dhanbihi. Whoever stands for worship during the nights of Ramadan faithfully with anticipation, his or her prior sins will be forgiven. Brothers and sisters, you're to be saluted for devotedly seeking out the night of power during the last 10 days of the month. Many of you made i'tikaf in the masjids for that very purpose. May Allah Ta'ala accept your worship, and may Allah make us all amongst those who attained to the night of power, a night where the devotion is better than the devotion of a man for 1,000 months. And 1,000 months, brothers and sisters, that's over 83 years. And that's not just 83 years of worship from an ordinary person. That's 83 years of worship from a man from an earlier nation before the coming of our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who donned his armor and took up his weapons and went forth to defend the faith 1,000 months. The night of power, Laylatul Qadr, is better than 1,000 months engaged in worship by that man, brothers and sisters. And Laylatul Qadr is beautiful. And there's a subtle analogy in this, there's a subtle point found in this hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He compared Laylatul Qadr as being better than the worship of a man who defended the faith for 1,000 months. Actively, he donned his armor, as we said. He took up his weapons, and he went forth to defend the faith. Laylatul Qadr, which is better, one night is better than those 1,000 months, is not a night of war. That man was engaged in warfare. It is a night of peace. Allah Ta'ala says, Salamun hiya hatta matla'il fajr. Peace prevails until the break of dawn. So Laylatul Qadr is not only a great, great night, there's a deep message in there for us if we but heeded it. You're to be saluted for striving to attain to that month, brothers and sisters. Finally, Ramadan, indeed it's a month of fasting, that's quite obvious. It's a month of devotion and worship, that's quite obvious. It's the month of the Qur'an, شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن, the month of Ramadan in which the Qur'an was revealed. It's a month of dedication to the Qur'an, that's quite obvious. Brothers and sisters, it's also a month of giving. It's a month of charity. It's related that our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, may the mercy and peace of Allah be upon him, was the most generous of all people. And the time he was most generous was Ramadan, when the angel Gabriel would come to him to review the Quran with him. And the angel Gabriel would come to him every night during the month of Ramadan. And when the angel Gabriel came to him, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was more generous than the free-blowing wind. Brothers and sisters, many of you have embodied that spirit during Ramadan. I was involved in many fundraising initiatives during Ramadan, two with Islamic Relief, and your support for those two programs was overwhelming, brothers and sisters. One with MANA, the Muslim Alliance of North America, and again, your support was heartwarming. And most relevantly for our purposes here, I was involved with a fundraising initiative for Zaytuna College. And I can say, brothers and sisters, your support for the idea of Zaytuna College, your financial support, your prayers and well wishes warms the heart. If anyone was pessimistic about the good in our community, I can assure you that the support you have shown for Zaytuna College is something that will restore their faith in the inherent goodness of this community. Brothers and sisters, we're counting on that goodness to get us where we need to be as an institution. Zaytuna College is counting on your goodness, and we're counting more importantly on your prayers and your well wishes. Together, Zaytuna College will be together, we will make, inshallah, with the help, the tawfiq of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, Zaytuna College a reality. They say there's nothing harder to stop than an idea whose time has come. I believe the time for Zaytuna College has come, and I'm sure I speak for Sheikh Hamza Yusuf and all of the staff and faculty, the management committee, everyone involved at Zaytuna College in this effort, Dr. Hatem Bazian and others. And through your support, brothers and sisters, you're showing that you truly believe that Zaytuna College is an idea whose time has come. So let's go forward, brothers and sisters, and make this a reality. Again, Eid Mubarak. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.